From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials search for Thai bombing suspects. Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha says authorities are searching for suspects seen in security camera footage at the site of Monday's bombing in Bangkok. At least 22 people were killed in the blast. Many were wounded. Ron Corbin has more.
Thai officials say the pipe bomb attack late Monday was aimed at discrediting the military-backed government and damaging the country's economically important tourist industry. Since the blast, there have been rumours of more explosive devices in downtown Bangkok, but none have been confirmed. The dead included at least 3 Chinese, 2 Singaporeans, 1 Philippine national, and 2 Hong Kong residents. Scores of other people were wounded. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
Rain complicated recovery efforts Tuesday at the site of last week's huge explosion in Tianjin, China. The rain raised fears of possible harmful effects from toxic chemicals at the site. Destroyed warehouses were holding several thousand tons of chemicals, including sodium cyanide, ammonium nitrate, and potassium nitrate. Calling it strong, long-term, and verifiable, a group of arms control and nuclear non-proliferation specialists are supporting the international pact aimed at restraining Iran's nuclear program. The Washington-based Arms Control Association says the agreement advances the security interest of the P5+1 nations, the European Union, their allies and partners in the Middle East, as well as the international community. South Sudan's government says it needs 2 more weeks to consider a proposed peace agreement. Government Information Minister told a news conference in Juba officials will consult with the people of South Sudan. This is VOA News.